Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, January 27. Former television host Andrew O'Keefe has been arrested in Sydney, accused of grabbing a woman by the throat, punching, pushing and kicking her to the ground. The 50-year-old presenter was arrested early today after allegedly getting into an argument with a 38-year-old woman in a Sydney CBD unit on Tuesday. O'Keefe was a founding member of domestic violence charity The White Ribbon Foundation, where he served as chairman in 2017. White Ribbon has distanced itself from O'Keefe over the years, but has not commented on the latest arrest. Three people were taken to hospital after lightning struck a home in Melbourne's northeast amid fierce storms this morning. The home in Bundoora was set alight after the strike, with firefighters arriving to find the house ablaze, threatening to spread to a neighbour's home. The storms also brought record rain and flash flooding to Mildura in the state's north. More storms are expected tomorrow, particularly around Melbourne and the state's south. And Twitter has taken down a Wordle spoiler bot that ruined the game for other people by automatically replying to their tweets with the next day's answer. In a statement, Twitter said the Wordlinator account was suspended for violating the Twitter rules and the automation rules around sending unsolicited at mentions. Wordle was created by software engineer Josh Wardle as a gift for his partner, but has become a viral sensation. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.